No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Hello, friends. Welcome inside the Riverline Roofing Studios. I'm Ben Garrett at SpiritBen on Twitter. He's Brad Logan. I don't remember the Twitter handle off the top of my head, but I know it's Brad Logan, COTE or something. Either way, find him on Twitter. Find us both at the old beard on Twitter.com. This is my second live of the day. First time I've gone live twice. First this morning with Brian Scott Rippey. You can check out that interview on the old Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com. Fleetable3 had a great story. Titled for his Substack, What is Lane Kiffin Chasing? And go check that out. But also that interview with Rippey, brought to you, of course, by B&A Bank, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. Thank you for joining us again, as most of you are probably driving home, and I'm kind of now settling in after that weird, bizarro, not really, it was kind of just what we expected, I guess. But that Lane Kiffin press conference where we again learned nothing. Brad Logan, what'd you think of that one?
I thought it was more than nothing, Ben. And I want to commend you, first of all, for standing your ground, because Ole Miss fans are entitled to have an answer, in my opinion, and they have not gotten one. And so I'd like to say a special tip of the hat to the entire press corps today, because everyone had the same objective, and that's to kind of find out what's going on. And I felt like Lane saw that. I felt like, to me, Ben, that Lane was a little more uncomfortable than usual, in my opinion. I felt like that he was not pleased to be there, and we all did our best to try to get the answer everybody wants to know. Where is he going to be coaching next year? Will he be coaching the playoffs? We're told by the release after we went live that he would be coaching the Egg Bowl. And I thought it was a great question you asked him. I mean, if there's resolution, when's that going to happen Saturday? What time? Just a basic question. And he kind of clapped back and said, it's the third time. And you have another question? And I thought that was interesting. I also thought it was interesting, too. We'll talk about it. Dr. Glenn Boyce joined Richard Cross this morning on I think it's Mornings with Cross, maybe. In any event, it's on Super Talk, and I thought it was a great interview by Richard. And, Dr. Boyce was not incredibly enthusiastic to me that Lane was coming back next year, from what I gathered from that. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I've read the room wrong the entire time. But that didn't seem like a coach, kind of back to the press conference, that is incredibly excited about being the coach at Ole Miss next year. Will he be? I have no idea. I don't even pretend to know what goes on with Lane Kiffin and his decision-making in regards to outside the field. So, to me, it was some uncomfortability with Lane. But once again, I thought we got more than we thought. And I'll credit Chase Farm of 24/7 for this. He asked about Trinidad. Lane didn't say Trinidad was coming back to play for Ole Miss or play for anybody else. He just said he hopes he gets another year of college eligibility. Was that a play on words? I don't know. We can only take the guy by his word. But uncomfortability would be my word today.
Yeah, it was is about what I expected, because at the end of the day, like as I said this morning with Rippey, on the Ole Miss side of things, which is where I'm overwhelmingly
sourced. There have been some for the last couple of days that have been adamant, if not downright defiant, that it was some game of 4D chess he was playing, that trust the process, this, and this. I just don't know how at this point anybody can reject, I think, the evidence that is slapping us all in the face here, which is this is a coach on his way out. It seemed that way to me. Even a basic question like, hey, have you made that decision that's going to be announced on Saturday? Well, how dare you ask that question?
Yeah.
How dare you? What? Well, also, do you got any more questions? Actually, I've asked about Trinidad, too. I asked about the Raven process, and I caught the exact same thing you said.
I apologize. I thought Chase asked that.
That's okay.
Apologies. Okay.
But about the – I don't care. I love Chase Palm. We sat by each other laughing at the absurdity of all of this today in the press conference. Yeah. Point being is like, I heard what you heard, which was – yeah, we like there was one we in that sentence. I just transcribed it. One we. But other than that, it's just like I've been championing that for all year. I want him to get another year because he wants another year. But there was no like bring him back to lead the Rebels again. You know what I mean? They told y'all Saturday. What else y'all want? Well, for Ole Miss, you want clarity because quite frankly, there's no scenario. And I feel like we don't know a lot for sure. Sure. One thing I think is pretty much dead on. Brad, there is no scenario in which Lane Kiffin coaches Ole Miss in the playoffs, and he knows that, and he wants to, and then go somewhere else, if you ask me what my opinion is. And today, adding to the, I think, becoming overwhelming public evidence, that is, this is a coach leaving. I don't know where he's going to coach either next year. And with Lane Kiffin, the most unreliable narrator in the history of college football, he very well could come back and say, you know what? I feel the pull. Maybe he's wanting to go to LSU today, and then tomorrow I'm ready to go to LSU. I mean, I'm ready to stay at home. He was doing those exact same kind of like waffling and going back and forth last week. The coaches don't know anything. All they know is they're working, and they just flipped a commitment from Arkansas today. But all the public evidence points to one obvious outcome. I don't know where he's coaching next year, Brad. I just don't think he's coaching at Ole Miss.
What did you make of the post by Trinidad prior to the press conference and then following by Kewon Lacy?
The Kewon Lacy thing is just really funny because it's obvious what's going on here. Lane doesn't like the kind of public bashing he thinks is coming unwarrantedly in his way these last 2 weeks. That, first of all, shows an incredible lack of self-awareness, which is never something that Lane Kiffin has been particularly strong with. But even more than that, when Kewon left the quotation marks around the quote he posted on social media, it showed you what it is. That's the tell that all of these players are being sent like some propaganda to say we're focused, we're locked in to take it all away. But like those weren't his genuine thoughts. At the end of the day, you know, I thought the most genuine player to say anything today was not one of those constructed statements for Lane Kiffin propaganda. You know what really stuck out to me? Winnie Watkins saying he's the only coach I'd ever play for. Because that tells me that Winnie Watkins would be one of the ones that follows him in the transfer portal. And he's and like that's why you wonder what else does he have to say to y'all? That person in the comments earlier, they told y'all Saturday. What else they got us? Well, Ole Miss has to protect its short-term interest, yes, but also its long-term interest as well. And even for the basic obvious reasons that you should all know why they wouldn't allow Lane Kiffin to coach the playoff. Also, give him another 2 months to potentially poach your roster when he's going to come after it anyway if he is leaving. It's just not tenable. Like, nothing about this calendar is fair to anybody, but Ole Miss is using its agency just as Lane Kiffin has used his agency at every turn to do what, Brad? Basically say, why y'all should be happy that I'm here. How could you question my motives? Or, like, not answer anything, and how dare you ask me about this because, what, you're not absolved of any kind of – like, you will have made a decision that will be hurtful for a lot of people. You can't then go and try to play the victim at every turn when, honestly, it's a creation of your own, right? I mean, this is just – that press conference today, I didn't expect to get answered. Now, I wasn't trying to press him. No one was trying to really press him. It's just you can't go and say, well, these are distractions. They're your distractions. You made them.
Yeah, Mornings with Cross, by the way, that was the name of the show, with Richard. I felt like if you haven't had a chance to go back and listen to that interview, it was, to me, it was telling, not necessarily about what Chancellor Boyce did say, but what he didn't say. And so I just drew a lot from that I'm not going to say the conversations are a stalemate at this point because I don't know that, but it did not sound like there was a direct line of communication from the university to the representation of Lane Kiffin, or at least that it was incredibly pleasant. I want to go back to the press conference, kind of break a couple of things down. I began by indirectly asking Lane if he's going to be coaching the playoffs and tried to snake him into answering the question. And he smiled and did a half wink. And I think he appreciated my question, but he did not answer it. Basically, he is, I think the room, reading the room here, he is a quarter of a percentage point for being the all-time winningest coach in Ole Miss history. With two wins, he could be the winningest coach in Ole Miss history overtaking Coach John Vaught. And in order for that to happen, he would have to win the Egg Bowl and then win the first round of the college football playoff game, and he would be number one in program history. So I asked him that. Mainly, I didn't really care anything at all about that. I wanted him to say, yeah, I'm excited about coaching this team in the playoffs and being the winningest coach and cannot wait to win a national championship. It was anything of the sort. I cannot understand, once again, how a sitting head coach that – and I asked about – the second question I asked was, after the game against Georgia 2 years ago, you could see a coach that was excited about getting a team like Ole Miss to the college football playoff, getting a team to play for a national championship. He has that. What's he going to do with it? It appears he's doing nothing with it. What I think is going to happen, what I think Lane wants to happen, Ben, is I think he wants to coach the college football playoff very, very badly at Ole Miss. I also think he wants to coach at insert school here, not named Ole Miss, very, very badly. I'm not so sure that it's not Florida, but I feel like this does not sound like a coach that wants to be at Ole Miss next year. That's just my thoughts.
Well, I know from the LSU side, not from the fans. I'm talking about from the people we talked to see what this guy's going to do. From the LSU side of things, from the Florida side of things, no one is particularly confident. I think he's probably come to MOU agreements with all of them, and none of that is binding. But even still, like, yeah, is the pod now called Life After Lane? No, we were reverting it back to the drive home anyway because we'd got some complaints. Sometimes you get too cute with the formula. Your boy made a mistake. So, we're changing it back. We changed it back to the drive home. But, yeah, I mean, it seems like it's going to be Life After Lane, especially after today, the way that press conference went, the way he handled things. And, again, man, the bar was so low, and somehow he still managed to not meet it. You know what I mean? Because short, like, no one's asking you to say, I love Ole Miss, I'll be here forever. What they are asking is, where are you? What are your considerations? And do you regret at all any of the role you've played in the distractions?
That's your question?
Yeah. But like,
that was a really good question.
But like, what are you looking for? Rippey was right. Like, what are you chasing after? Where is Ole Miss falling short? And you can't even answer that one. Yeah, I think that if you were answering honestly and not just placating, or at least trying, like, you don't get to come into your press conference and say, well, I'm only going to answer questions about this. Or you could say that, but the answers are going, questions are going to be asked anyway. We all got a job to do. This ain't personal in that way. This is just business. And for you to not even acknowledge that there were some missteps for you along this, like, everyone acknowledges you're entertaining this at the very least. The least you can do is say, yeah, I could have handled things a little bit better. And he refused to even do that. Like, basic accountability for this dude has completely gone out the window. If anything, he wants Brad, you to tell him that he's two wins away from surpassing Johnny Vaught, so he can go, see, y'all should be treating me nice. Well, how dare y'all talk about me like this? I could go to LSU if I want to. That doesn't change the fact that I'm amazing and you should love me. It's a bizarre way to think about it. You know, he's like, that's a really neat stat. I didn't even know that. I very seriously doubt that you didn't know that. Because you pull it like Lane, you pull stats out of your rear end at every single press conference to drive home a narrative. And you could talk about, like, I thought the things that were most telling were the things he actually did say, you know, like talking about moving around all the time. And that was hard on him as a kid. But then as he got older, he recognized, as speaking his dad's funeral, all the people that showed up from all these different places and all of the people he was able to impact by moving around all the time. It's like he was saying, like, flashing red, green lights, like, guys, I'm leaving and y'all should be okay with it. Ole Miss doesn't have to be okay with it. If anything, it should be not okay with it, especially with coaching the playoffs, which he won't do.
For everybody tuning in, I mean, yeah, if you haven't seen the press conference, you go to omspirit.com. On the field of On Three, you can sign up for $1 today and watch that press conference in its entirety from the website. A very vibrant message board today. A lot of people chiming in about Ben, about the entire press corps, about the questions that were asked. Very pointed questions. I think the word pointed is really key here, because I think the interview, I go back to Dr. Boyce and Richard Cross, very pointed questions. More not necessarily the questions Richard asked, but the answers that Dr. Boyce gave were very pointed. They were very much directed. They were very telling. And so you compound that with the interview, or I should say the press conference today, and I don't think anybody has their mind changed. In fact, the conversations I've had with some high-level people, not necessarily at the university, not at all at the university, just some fans and donors, if you will, is that the frustration level is really, really high right now. The frustration level of the not taking accountability for putting Ole Miss in this position. I think two things can be true. I think, number one, you can say, I could roll out the stat about being the winningest coach in Ole Miss history. I could roll out the stat about Ole Miss is 30-whatever-3 at home. I could roll out the stat of Lane's winning percentage in the SEC is as good as anybody that's ever coached in Oxford. I could roll out the stat of all the 10-win seasons. But when you don't stand up for your school, when you go on ESPN and have that circus interview with Pat McAfee that came off very, very poor for everybody involved, and when the university has to release a statement and use the verbiage that it did on Friday, which was not complimentary for either party, when this is going on and it starts getting toxic, that's when things go south. For people that work really hard for their money, Ben, people work really hard for those seats that they buy. And I'm not talking about the people that have the suites. They work hard too. But for that couple that have south end zone seats that suffer through different places in their life to buy tickets and for their donors and that sort of thing, they don't like being treated like this. And right now, Lane could have done the fans and the administration a big service today by saying, hey, had some things that kind of happened. Let's all look forward. We've got a couple objectives in mind, winning the Egg Bowl and winning a national championship. I need everybody to jump on board. I don't know what I'm going to do. The calendar stinks, and it's put me in a tough spot. I'll be honest. I'm kind of looking around, but you know what? I don't know what to do, and I appreciate everybody's support. Let's go win a national championship and let's talk about it. I'm working with Keith. I'm working with Dr. Boyce. I'm trying to find a resolution. I just don't know right now. What I do know, we got to win the Egg Bowl and we'll talk about it after the game. What would the fans say if Lane would have said that?
Okay. Okay. That's what I've been saying. It's like all you had to come out and say is I'm committed to Ole Miss. Until this season is over, guys, I'm not entertaining or talking. If other schools want to wait and talk to me and approach me, if they feel like they can wait that long, so be it then. But I'm coming here. This is what I've been working 6 years to get to. At least I thought that's what he thought it was. Like, well, that's what he had indicated was his primary motivation. Now it just seems like the only motivation is keeping as many eyeballs tuned into the Lane Kiffin show, the keeping up with the Kifdashians. You know what I mean? Like, this is what he wants to do. If you really wanted to to really focus on the players and stuff, you wouldn't send your family on information gathering trips to Baton Rouge and friggin' Gainesville on your bye. Brad, that is brazen. And then, that's like walking up to someone, slapping them in the face, and then slapping your marriage, walking up to your partner, slapping them in the face, and then wondering why they want to press charges against you. This is insane. Like, no one's going to go to court over the Egg Bowl, but there's no scenario in which he coaches the playoffs. And that includes, I know he wants to. That's what he doesn't like. The only reason he's still here, the only reason it hasn't, I don't think he's left to go wherever he's going to go, is because,
it's litigation.
Litigation. Like, for him, that's why he scrubbed all his social media stuff. He's not talking on social media. He got Chris Lowe to delete a tweet talking about how LSU was checking all the boxes. Because all of that stuff is public domain, can be absolutely used as far as if Ole Miss is going to challenge him in any way, for any type of buyout money, or that they could reassign him as an administrator into administration office. That's in his contract. There are things that protect Ole Miss, and if they want to exercise those things, he would fight them. Of course, he would. But just be honest. And he refuses to be honest. He refused to even to acknowledge that it's a thing. It's he's acting as if we're the ones that created it. No one created it but you, dude.
Let's take a look at the season as a whole. 10-1 going into the Egg Bowl. We had a chance to visit with Trinidad Chambliss, who was fantastic, by the way. We also had a chance to visit with TJ Dottery, who also was very good. I thought it was very telling that Trinidad Chambliss came out and was very complimentary of the fans, the fan base, and talked about how he is excited to play in the Egg Bowl. He understands that it's got to be a special moment for Mississippians. And I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about Lane, the conversation he had with Tom Luke and the players. It's kind of a yearly thing. And I know Chuck Rounds of the Ole Miss Spirit has talked about this a lot, about how Tom Luke says that if someone gave him a brand new maroon, brand new truck, he'd have to turn it back in because he can't drive anything that's maroon. So I think it's nice having somebody on staff that can talk to the team about the Egg Bowl. But unfortunately, all of this is overshadowed. I had a conversation with Brian Haydad, and you'll be able to hear that on Talk of Champions. It's also on my YouTube page, Logan Media Network. But and we talked all about the Egg Bowl, talked about Mississippi State, and I missed that. And quite frankly, I told Brian that, you know, it's going to be a nice respite for the next 15 to 20 minutes to talk about football. Mm. Because we haven't talked about football in a couple of weeks. I think Lane's telling one thing that I agree with is he talked about Oklahoma, talked about Florida, Citadel, Florida to the certain extent, 4-0, and I get it. And the team's not distracted. I find it hard, although the returns that I've received from the coaches, at least let me rephrase, the returns that I've received from the practice field has been positive. But I'd be remiss if I didn't think there would be some form of a distraction on Friday. What Lane Kiffin are we going to get if he's unsure about the playoff? If he thinks he's coaching the playoff, you would think you get the best Ole Miss you can get. On paper, Ole Miss is much better than Mississippi State. But history shows that paper doesn't matter in this game. The only thing that matters is winning the Egg Bowl. What I'm fascinated with, Ben, is should Ole Miss win this game 31-28? Post game is going to be as weird as you can imagine because everybody's going to be asking one question. After that post game, at some point, you asked a question today, but you didn't receive an answer. So we're going to assume that the release by the university is correct, that all parties will have a conversation on Saturday. Hypothetically, if Lane Kiffin anticipates to coach the playoff, I don't know that he's given that option from the university. From a legal standpoint, I don't know where it stands, but that's going to be incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I'm getting at. You know, he's not coaching the playoff. He wants to be able to have his cake and eat it too, but Ole Miss isn't going to allow that. And this comment from Hottie Toddy Rebel 001, handing out statements for the players to use to make him the victim is cause. It is cause. And when Kiwan left those quotes around his statement that he released on Twitter, it was pretty obvious what was going on. The same thing when it was leaked out to Chris Lowe, that came from Lane, that, well, if you don't have me as the head coach, like he said it today defiantly when Sam Hutchins, the Clarion Ledger, asked, hey, man, is it important to you to coach the playoffs? It's always been important to me. I've never said any different. He wants to coach the playoffs, but that's the problem. You're leaving. At least that's the overwhelm. Like, how can you assume anything else? How can you come to the conclusion of anything else right now that other than Lane Kiffin is – I mean, I would venture to say the Egg Bowl will be his last game as Ole Miss head coach. That's what it feels like.
Win or lose. You
because like Glenn Boyce today talking to Richard Cross, and agree with you, Richard killed that. That was a great interview. Glenn Boyce is awesome.
He sure and is.
There's a reason. There's an intentionality to bringing up the assistants and framing it as the way that he did.
Yeah,
because the assistants are just as much in the wind as y'all. Mm-hmm. And they're like – they're all pissed because they want to win a title. Like it's about supposed to be about this, and it's not. How many coaches would follow him? I don't know how many, but I know Pete Golding will be here, and Randall Joyner wants to stay attached to Pete. Charlie Weiss, I heard today, would actually hang around, especially if he's the OC, you know, standalone OC for John Summerall, maybe even Pete Golding, Joe Judge. I think what today set up, though, both like it kind of crystallized to me what is happening here, you know? I'm praying he stays. Bates. Look, man. It ain't that serious. At this point, dude, he like everyone would accept him back if he said, oh, I'm staying. But the problem is even then, there are legitimate questions to be asked about the strategy of whatever the hell this has been. Because there's no way you can tell me this was the right due course to prepare Ole Miss football at 10-1 to beat Mississippi State and go into the playoffs. And what today seemed very obvious to me is that Ole Miss – is sharpening its message publicly. No, it's kind of like giving an obvious directive for what it wants to do once this move does happen, which is Lane, you're not coaching the playoffs. Joe Judge or Pete Golding, probably Joe Judge, becomes your interim head coach as they try to finish off getting John Sumrall, who is a serious candidate at Florida, serious candidate at Auburn. He's waiting to see about Ole Miss. The domino is Lane Kiffin, but yet he wants to, like, you call him a domino, and he goes, no, why would you say that? Because you've made yourself the center of all attention. Don't blame it on anybody else. And certainly don't say, you got another question. I mean, I have a lot more questions if you really want me to ask them. It's up to you to answer them. And that's what was frustrating to me. It's just like, dude, be honest with yourself. Because I'm reading some comments from LSU fans and Florida fans. I saw a Florida fan say, you know, so essentially, if I can find it, like, I don't even know if I want this in Gainesville if he were to come to Florida. This is who he is. So, like, yes, I like that's part of it. And Ole Miss has put up with it.
Actually, he's won a whole lot of games. That's why he put up with it.
Of course, winning cures all. Just like winning the Egg Bowl will cure all, even if Lane Kiffin isn't the head coach on Saturday. If Joe Judge is the interim and Pete Golding's the DC and Charlie Weiss is the OC, and they make a run for Ole Miss and not for Lane Kiffin, because even if he sticks around, like, what's, like, even if he sticks around in the playoffs, what's the conversation going to be? This stuff, you know? And someone will say, well, let him finish what he started. That you lost that opportunity when you brazenly sent your family members on private jets to Baton Rouge and Gainesville for information gathering missions. I'm sorry, this is not like normal. That is that. If you want to argue decorum, well, this is like going against decorum. Friend, you went against decorum a long time ago. Ole Miss has just simply gone on offense when you didn't expect it to, and you really can't – you don't have a good answer for any of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want people that are watching and listening to listen to what I'm about to say. Think just for 1 minute long and hard about one point of what Ben just said and let it sink in. We're talking about a sitting head coach. Doesn't matter what the school is. It could be Washington. It could be Washington State. It could be UCLA. It could be Rutgers. It could be Miami. It could be Ole Miss. A sitting head coach of a 10-1 team that's got one game left against a team that you're a double-digit favorite until everything went off the rails. Now, it'll be under a touchdown before kickoff. Should be a double-digit favorite over a team. If you win that, you're going to host, not just play in the college football playoff, but host a game in your own stadium. And you're talking to other teams, other schools about leaving. Let's wrap your mind around that. For LSU people, for Florida people watching, for everybody, all the other schools that are watching, that's what we're talking about. That's what the frustration is. It's got nothing to do with LSU and Florida. How many national championships between them do they have? Incredible programs. Is anybody arguing that Lane Kiffin would love to coach at those places? Absolutely not. I don't think that's even in the realm of discussion. I think anybody that thinks Lane would be in Oxford for 5 years plus probably is a surprise to anybody. Yeah, it surprises me that he's still the coach. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a sitting head coach possibly abandoning his team on a quest to play for a national championship. That's just mind-blowing for me.
Insane, unless you're Lane Kiffin. And then it's like the natural next step for the villain, the heel turn of all heel turns. You're already college football's greatest villain. Good luck getting LSU and Florida to put up with all this as Ole Miss has. But yes, I mean, Florida LSU fan, and it could be either one of them. I don't know. I just don't think he's going to coach at Ole Miss after Saturday or after Friday. And this question is a legitimate one. Ben from Chris Collins, how can they force him not to coach if he really wants to? Legally, I've heard they can't not allow him to coach. I just know that Ole Miss believes already it has enough actionable stuff to enforce that if they really have to take it and go to the mattresses. I just don't think it's going to get that far, because I think Lane Kiffin, for the lack of self-awareness that he has, he will understand if he gets to the place, you can't coach the playoffs much as you want to kick and scream like a toddler, want to have your cake and eat it too, buddy, you're not coaching the playoffs. And the reason we say that so definitively as reporters is because of who all we hear it from. And I can just tell you, Ole Miss already believes, and I think Glenn Boyce was not so subtle about it. They already believe that they kind of got him backed into a corner when it comes to making this decision. No, they can't force you to make a decision, but they can absolutely say, well, we got real cause to keep from coaching the playoffs.
Ole Miss fans, Chris Beard and the Rebels are back. That means fast breaks, buzzer beaters, and block parties. Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats. From Malik Dia and Elias Carmadine and other Rebels, that's points, rebounds, steals, and more. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. The NBA is in full swing. Think John Morant will go over 4.5 rebounds for the Grizzlies? I do too. How about 24.5 points? Just a few simple clicks and it's winning time. I speak from experience, and if I can do it, anyone can. It's that simple. Download the Underdog app today and use my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS, Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska. 19 plus in Colorado for some games. 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Chris, I want to not directed at you because you probably already know this, but the question is asked about forcing him to coach and not forcing him to coach. Why you would have the situation to where if he were to leave, why you would not want him to coach? And that's pretty self-explanatory because you look at what Ole Miss would lose in the process. Number one, you've got the high school window. The first signing day is in early December. That would be a wash. The second thing would be the transfer portal window is happening roughly in January. That would be a wash. The third thing, and maybe the most important, is the available coaches that you would like, if you do not hire from someone on the staff, they would likely be gone. And fourth, you allow the sitting head coach, if the games go into January and he leaves or whatever, go somewhere else, he's going to pillage the roster. So, those are four main components that you just cannot allow a coach to take you through the playoff run if he's taking another job, or at least not have some form of certainty about what his future is going to be. But thanks for the question. But just for folks that are wondering why it's so important that you have to make a decision prior to the playoffs, that's a couple of reasons why.
It is. And, I mean, not to mention, good grief, as you're trying to win a title in January, the portal's opening up. If you don't have a CEO, how can the scouting and development department do its job efficiently when it doesn't even know who it's answering to or what its overall branding strategy is? Not the least of which, what's the overall strategy for finishing out the 2026 class? Pete Golding has taken over that completely. But here's the thing. Lane was never a recruiter anyway. He's never really done anything for them recruiting-wise outside of take the pictures at the end of their visits, you know, and, like, go stand around a Bugatti with Jackson Dart. You know, let's stop pretending like The real concern is how much of the roster he would take, which is legitimate. I think Winston Watkins has made it clear. He wants to be where Lane Kiffin is. I think that it's important to remember that Ole Miss will have the first crack at negotiating with these guys, because the bottom line is this. Even if Kewon Lacy would want to follow Lane Kiffin of Florida or LSU, if Ole Miss offers him $1 million more, he's staying here. You know what I mean? It just depends on, at that point, money allocation, how you balance out your resources, that's where Ole Miss has been better than everybody else. So you're not going to question the method to their madness, but they're going to lose some players here. at the end of the day, like, there are also a lot of guys on this roster, and I know a hand of them, just a handful of them right off the top of my head, that, yeah, they might want to follow Lane Kiffin, but also what has been built here is important to them as well. So Ole Miss, again, has some agency, folks. It's not just why is Lane Kiffin picking on big, bad Ole Miss. No, Ole Miss, if anything, has returned serve and said, yeah, we understand that we have a – you must understand then we have a job to do as well. And if you don't like that, tough titties. You know, I've said the kitty, but the milk's still good. You got to do what you got to do. And Ole Miss is moving down the road. They're vetting candidates. They've been down the road with John Sumrall. And I think right now, if you made me guess who would replace Lane Kiffin on a long-term basis if he leaves, it'd be John Sumrall. But, like, I think by Saturday, Sunday, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Actually, I'm expecting it for Joe Judge to be named the interim for the playoff run because Lane Kiffin is not coaching the playoffs. And from everything today, it seems so obvious. I mean, we can't deny the evidence in our face. We can't. He's leaving. That's what it sure seems like to me. And Glenn Boyce going on Richard's show sure seemed to make it sound like Ole Miss has already prepared for all contingencies. And I can tell you this for an absolute fact. There was one of the biggest Ole Miss movers and shakers that was ready to can him on Friday and had to be talked out of it. So let's stop pretending like Ole Miss doesn't have moves or cards, aces in its up its sleeve potentially, especially with the very public nature of the way this has played out. Well, how can you force him? Again, I would point to the plane tracking and all these kind of things that, and like, did you give them calls? Did you say you're sending Layla and Angela to Baton Rouge? Very seriously doubt that. And there's much, much more than that. So it wouldn't be coming from a place of empty threat. It would be coming from a place of strength because you don't take that kind of stand if you don't believe you have something, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I think one thing, too, that you said, and I'll add to this, and it's not so much as who Lane would take with him, although that would be a huge component of the roster for next year. But the timetable I'm referring to also includes to give the sitting coach or the new coach an opportunity to replenish the roster. That's why it's so important that that the timetable, you do the best you can with it as it sets. Because right now, there's no way that this could be a successful calendar and the NCAA or whoever governing body has to overlook this or look this over has to determine what the best plan of action is for the foreseeable future. Because this calendar, it ain't it. And so a lot of this, and I'll take up for Lane here, this is difficult for him. Now, I'm not excusing how, you know, he's handled all this, but it's a stinky situation for him too, because he's obviously got his eye on jobs that are quote-unquote bigger in the college football world. And I don't blame him for that. I just blame how the whole thing's been handled. That's my whole thing. Just be honest. Just be transparent. I love it at Ole Miss. Man, we're blowing it up and got a chance to win a bunch, and I'm working with Keith to try to win the national championship. Yeah, man. LSU came calling. It's a great job. Big stadium. A lot of fans. Great food. Kind of looking at it. Florida, you know, I've got some family ties down there. Kind of looking at them too. But I'll be straight up with everybody. I'm here to win a national championship. And if the job's still there, after my job's done, we'll look at it. If not, hey, we'll talk about it. But I just want to be transparent. What Ole Miss fan from Bruce or Calhoun City is not going to appreciate that?
Yeah. And I kind of got a pushback against this one comment from Hokan Knight 21. We knew who we were hiring 6 years ago, but I don't think anyone could have ever fathomed this type of exit.
Yeah, I kind of saw it.
Thank you. I was about to say.
No. Hey, thanks for the comment. We appreciate everybody clapping in. We could not do what we do without our friends at Alan Samuels, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. We'll be live from the Egg Bowl after the game for a post-game. We may even come through again if something happens. We'll rock for you guys, and this thing has really blown up. We're grateful for everybody watching. Real quick, Ben, I'll say a special thank you to J&J Apparel. They're my official Egg Bowl sponsor this week. So all of our content, at least some of it, is going to be brought to you by J&J Apparel. You can find them online for all of your Alabama, Auburn, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State apparel. So we'll be live from the Egg Bowl. Thanks for the question. But when that dude got hired and we saw him on the stage, I thought, man, he's going to be awesome. And he is
for 3 years.
Something else.
Yeah, he's going to be awesome for 3 years. The one thing no one would have predicted would be that he'd have stayed here for six. I think everyone, including me and Brad, would both agree. Everyone knew, however, it ended, because it would end one day. It would be messy. So, of course, this is just consistent, man. This is, I mean, Lane doesn't know how to leave gracefully. If he is leaving, it's just another example of that man has no clue how to leave gracefully. And I don't think he'll – if he hadn't learned it yet, especially through all this time of growth and personal growth and reconciliation at Ole Miss and really becoming a different person in many ways, if he hasn't learned it yet, man, I don't think he's ever going to learn it. And it seems – sure seems to me at least that this is trending toward becoming – or it's obvious at this point after today that it's going to be LSU or Florida's problem.
Yeah, man, how many days until the Egg Bowl? How many days until they meet? I mean, the way this thing's going, who knows what can happen between now and then?
Oh, man. I mean, you got Pete Nakos, my guy, over at On3, who's great, man. And he put in his story today talking about the Lane Kiffin situation. He expects something to leak out before Friday. Then what do you do if you're Ole Miss? If you're Ole Miss, you're kind of wanting that if the plan is to move on from him. Like, if the plan is, if you know he's leaving and you're not going to let him go to the playoffs, well, then you maybe are warning that scenario, only because it adds to the pile of stupid moves that Ole Miss could build into a case actionable to protect itself from the millions of dollars that Lane was trying to rip out of Ole Miss's hands on the way out to be a Gator or a Tiger. But come on now. I mean, is Joe Judge a possibility as the permanent head coach? He would be. I don't think he would get it. But he would be, but I don't think he would get it. I think Ole Miss has got a lot. Like, it's really hard, though, to get past – once you get past the two internal options and Joe Judge and Pete Golding and obviously John Sumrall, from my conversation, I'm curious if you've heard anything too. Like, it's hard to find a consensus two or three. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't know where else. I mean, I've heard names. Yeah. Cliff Kingsbury's one that I've heard. I've heard Jeff Brohm. Alex Golish. I mean, a lot of these have popped up on other jobs, but like, I think Eric Morris is going to get Arkansas. And I think Ryan Silverfield is going to get Missouri when Eli Drinkwitz moves. Like, if Drink become an option here, especially if he doesn't get LSU or Florida, it goes to Lane and the other school moves on. There's just a lot of things that could happen. What do you think about Ole Miss's potential hot board if and when it has to go searching? Yeah. It's already searching, but
yeah. Yeah, it is. And I want to say one thing to Alex. I think there is, and the reason I say that is because there's so much respect at Ole Miss for Joe Judge and what he's done. You know, and he's very much under the radar. But what I was told is that he has quite a bit of say-so in that offense. And so I think he's done an incredible job. And I firmly believe if the nuclear button is pushed and the university says, you know what, we're done, Ole Miss – beats Mississippi State, they're ahead of the playoff, and let's just say that it just blows up and Joe Judge is the head coach. I'm a firm believer. If he wins a couple of playoff games and they look really good doing it, maybe go on the road and, you know, beat whoever, or maybe even, heaven forbid, make the championship or win it, I think he's absolutely someone that you have to look at. Taking over a situation like this and being such a big component of that Ole Miss offense. But I'd be remiss if I didn't agree with Ben and say that I think there's a reason that Auburn hadn't made a hire yet. And that's because John Sumrall, I would think, would be at the top of their list. And I don't know that John Sumrall is waiting for the Ole Miss job to open, but what I do know is that Ole Miss and John Sumrall have a very good relationship. What I like about John Sumrall is his ability to manage a program. He learned from the best, and I think what he's done down at Tulane has been really fun to watch, the way he can navigate the portal and also how he – how he manages the NIL in the world of college football. He is a perfect fit, in my opinion, for Ole Miss. And with a sitting defensive coordinator in Pete Golding, who's got a very special contract to the university, you're basically, and to your words, Ben, you know, Charlie Weiss Jr. might be someone that stays on staff. I don't know how many people he would want to bring with him, he being John Sumrall. But to me, I think the list at the top right now is, depending on what happens with Lane and Joe Judge maybe possibly coming in, I think the list starts right now with John Sumrall. After that, I think you have to kick the tires with Kenny Dillingham, depending on what happens with him as Arizona State. And I don't know if he and quarterback out there are a package deal or what. So that'll be definitely interesting to follow. But after that, it's not a great time to be looking for a coach. And I think that's one way or one thing
that's why Ole Miss said you got to make a decision.
Yeah.
We got to know something. Not our fault either.
Cannot allow Lane to drag this out.
Just like you say, Lane, well, they need to fix the timeline. Ole Miss agrees. That's where y'all have commonality.
Yeah.
You're just trying to tell your current partner that you want them to hang into the relationship while you go flirt with as many potential future partners as possible. And maybe you'll give them the rose back. You know, maybe you'll decide to stay. But, I mean, come on, dude. Like Ole Miss has to, like Ole Miss has to go about the business of Ole Miss now, and it has been. And I mean, they're down the road with John Sumrall, but like he could be hired by Florida or Auburn tomorrow. John Sumrall. I mean, because you're right. Like, it's not a great pool of coaches. And after, you know,
not only that, Ben, real quick, it's not just the pool of coaches, it's the amount of jobs that are open.
That's right.
I mean, there's only so many coaches for so many jobs.
It's if you've ever been a coach looking to move, this is the cycle to do it, because you're going to get jobs that maybe certain guys are going to get jobs that they would have had to taken another job before that to get, if that makes sense. Like,
Ben, I have a question. I can't read that name. Sorry, Doring. Is he going to be dumbfounded when fans are not just really upset that if he leaves?
Yes. He has no understanding. Like, he can't comprehend how he's done anything wrong here. And, of course, I should get to coach the playoffs. It's my team. No, it's not. It's Ole Miss's team. Because, buddy, none of your $9 million salary came out of it for player procurement. I don't know a lot of fans around town, around the surrounding towns and driving down county roads. I guarantee you Lane Kiffin's maybe driven down one county road in his life, man. And if he went down like one county road here in Union County, I promise you he'd find at least six or seven people that have probably given money that went to somebody that's playing for your roster. You didn't do that. It's Ole Miss's team. So in that way, it has to protect its own investment. And if you're actively poisoning it, which is what you're doing, especially if you continue to deflect from any and all potential clarity to provide, Ole Miss has got to go about the business of Ole Miss, man. It ain't personal. You made sure of that, because Ole Miss tried to give you everything. It's like there's nothing he would leave for LSU or Florida for that Ole Miss hasn't said, yeah, we'll match that. He'll get $13 million at any of these schools per year on average annual value. They can't guarantee him $25 million. And if they did, that's illegal. And Ole Miss could have actionable stuff. Like, a lot of the missteps have been that has allowed Ole Miss to say, yeah, you're not coaching in the playoffs, have come from Lane. They've built the very public nature of this. You can't say one thing. Like someone in this chat mentioned earlier, right after the Florida game, when he said it would be disrespectful, and the next day the news comes out that Layla and Antler in Baton Rouge, like, You're this is worse than talking out of both sides of your mouth. This is even worse than pissing down somebody's leg and telling you it's raining. You know what I mean? This is just,
I've heard that one before. I'm not sure where I read that.
Judge Judy. It's complete and
I think it was in Sir Rippey's column.
Yeah, that too. But like it's complete unadulterated delusion. And a level of narcissism and lack of self-awareness that I thought Lane Kiffin had moved past, but obviously all old habits die hard. Trust me, this is God's stupidest interrupter of everybody else. You know what I mean? The most, like, I know I talk too much. I talk too long. I'm long-winded. I interrupt. And this man has no self-awareness. So let's just call it what it is. But instead of trying to play victim on your way out, just own your shit. And you refuse to. So he'll continue to play victim. And yes, of course, the minute he isn't allowed to coach the playoffs, he'll say, they pushed me out. They didn't want me anymore. Can you see how they turned on me? Any rational human being would react the way Ole Miss fans have reacted through this. They're just frustrated, saying, why don't you love us, man? It's like the Will Smith from Fresh Prince. You know, it's like, why don't he love me, man? You know what I mean? Because that's what it feels like. Feels like you have no problem. And the real hypocritical thing about the press conference today that really just kind of annoys me, you say you want to put the attention on the team and the players. I know the person you claim was only asking job questions, ask you specifically about William Echols and Trinidad Chambliss. Whenever you're asked questions like that, you always give shitty answers. So even if you wanted to, you can't, because that's not what your philosophy is. Like, there's no consistency with this cat. The only thing that's consistent is that whenever he leaves somewhere, he leaves it messy as hell. That's it.
As we finish up here, once again, a special thank you to our friends at Chrysler, Alan Samuels, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram of Oshford. The entire team has been great to work with, and we're so honored to get to work with such a great team. Mason and Brian run an incredible organization just east of the Kroger in Oxford, on top of the hill with a bustling area of town. You get a brand new vehicle today. Just tell them you heard about it on the drive home with Brad and Ben. Ben, kind of final question today. How does this end? How is it going to end on Friday, in your opinion? And if and when, or do not, what have you, Ole Miss and the Egg Bowl, let's say they win the game, who coaches the college football playoff? Is Ole Miss on the road?
I mean, I don't think you can – how can you draw any other conclusion after today and what we've known for 2 weeks other than Lane Kiffin is leaving, and Ole Miss has made it very clear both very publicly and also, I mean, through sourcing avenues that he's not, there's no scenario in which he coaches the playoffs. So I think the Egg Bowl is going to be the last game that Lane Kiffin coaches. And if it's not, okay, great. Because Ole Miss has wanted this whole time is to just keep the successful, flourishing relationship going. And there's nothing they can give you. They've offered you everything that will make you satisfied or at least decent enough to say, man, this place has been awesome to me. But did you see that? Like, you have to qualify with, but did you see the Citadel last week? Like, dude, it's done. People are done with the trolling. It's old. You know, this whole situation reminds me of a Project Pat line. Do you know what that Project Pat line was? Do you even know who Project Pat is?
I know who it is. I don't know what the line is.
Project Pata from 36 Mafia, right up in the road from here in New Albany, in Memphis, Tennessee. He said, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Hoes don't act right. And I feel it's appropriate because, I mean, tell me it's wrong. Like, dude, it is what it is. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Like, that's what's happened here.
We're going to end this on a 666 Mafia quote.
3-6, not 666. You're so white. But you get what I'm saying. Like, dude, you knew what you were signing up for. All Ole Miss fans would say, it doesn't have to end, like, doesn't have to end messy, and you made it messy anyway, right? I don't know how you draw any other conclusion other than Lane Kiffin is leaving. This is his last year at Ole Miss. Maybe not his last game as the Egg Bowl, but, like, certainly this seems like his last year. What, like, give me the argument otherwise, Brad. Right
the
now,
argument, other way, and I was about to say, I'm not so sure that this all ends in him staying at Ole Miss. It's so crazy right now because what if they win the Egg Bowl? And what if Lane happens to read something or takes a phone call and his mind just flipped on the dime? Because I just don't think for any minute that he signed a piece of paper with anybody. It would not surprise me in the least if Saturday there, and I told the media corps that I think you'd already left. I was talking to a couple guys and I said, if they came out with a graphic and had Lane with his arm in the air and Keith Carter with his arm in the air, signed extension through whatever at whatever, and they go on and he coaches the playoff, and I don't know how they would do or whatever, that would not surprise me in the least. Do I think that's going to happen? I don't think so, but it wouldn't surprise me. At the end of the day, I think the path forward for Ole Miss, there are a couple of doors they can take. I think there are two doors in this instance, actually three.
A lot of door people talk one. About doors these days around
the it's just easier for me to do that. If it's door A, Lane, you work it out, extension, everybody's kind of the family's back together, you're locked in. The language in the contract is much more pro Ole Miss than it was, and it locks him down. There's language in there about talking to other teams, what have you, all that legalese. Door two, Lane's like, man, I'm out. Not working, going somewhere else. Okay, we'll see you later. Win the Egg Bowl, go to the playoff. Joe Judge gets a chance to win the job. I think he is a fantastic coach. I think he would do a wonderful job as head coach at Ole Miss, and I would not be opposed to him being the head coach in the long run. Door number three, there's a fight. Ole Miss wins. Lane Kiffin's like, I'm not going anywhere. I'll see you in court. I'm coaching this team. It's my team. I'm going to the playoffs, and it's ambiguity all the way through, and then they're fighting left and right, and here we are trying to get to the playoff if you're Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin over here, I'm coaching. Keith Carter in the middle doing the Kevin, the holiday Kevin. I don't know what to do. That's door three. I think the best door is one, door two, and then door three is a nightmare. So we're probably headed for door three, right?
Yeah, probably so. Eric Jernigan, journalistic question. When you see leaks of an announcement pending, my guy, Eric. Or like Chris Lowe saying anything. Yeah, it has to do with the MOU, but MOUs are not binding. That means a I always forget it. Memorandum of understanding. And they
which
don't
is like
mean
writing on a grocery bag. It doesn't mean
anything. Anything. If you're Lane Kiffin, man, the bar was so low today. All you had to say was, guys, I know it's been wild. I know it's been a run of things here, but I love Ole Miss and what we've built, and I'm ready to see this so through with my guys.
Not hard.
That doesn't seem that hard to me.
Me either.
You know, like, that just doesn't seem that hard to me. We'll see how it plays out. This has been Talk of Champions, another live edition, the drive home, I should say. When Brad and I are together, it's usually the drive home. So the drive home, Nearly 7,000 people have been in here with us for an hour. It's been awesome to talk to you guys. Catch the replay on YouTube, the Ole Miss Spirit as well, olmspirit.com, Fleetwood on 3. Sign up today for $1. My thank you to B&A Bank, to Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, Riverland Roofing, of course. Just so many that have Andy Ludicky of MyPerfectFranchise.net. Call him today if you're looking to get out of the corporate rat race or you just want to jump in and start your own business. Man, Andy Ludicky's here for you, buddy. He wants to talk to you. And, you know, I know that right now it's a hard time for a lot of people I know in the job market. So, you know what? Fight the power, my friend. Go start something for yourself. Call Andy Ludicky. You want to say something else, Brad?
Yeah, I want to say a special thank you to J&J Apparel, the official Egg Bowl sponsor of the Logan Media Network this week. I appreciate all they do. My Thailand presenting sponsors at the Logan Media Network, Debbie Johnson Realty, a real estate agent with Kestrel Real Estate, and also Tyler White and T. White's Custom Apparel. They do a wonderful job, and I couldn't do it without our good friends at Dead Soxy. Also, a special thank you to Connie's Chicken, Arriva, the Dirt Doctor, the Hearn Law Firm. Philip Hearn does great work. And, of course, our friends over at the Velvet Ditch and the Land Shark, Thailand presenting sponsors of the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
Oh, I wanted to correct something. I thought it was Project Pata. Thank you to at RealCast. No, that's Luda. That's my guy Luda. Okay, so my bad. It wasn't Project Pat. Project Pat does have his imagery is incredible. I'm not going to repeat that line because I don't think you can say that on a podcast, especially with Brad. And we sing in choirs, man. But
I'm more of a Waylon Jennings type guy.
Of course you are. But my apologies to Luda.
I'll wear a cowboy hat next time.
Sweat for the lemonade and sweat for the tea. All right, we got to get out of here. I don't know what he's going to do, folks. I just don't think he's going to be coaching Ole Miss next year. And at this point, dude, even he'll never admit it. He wants to play the victim. Yeah. He wants to say that Ole Miss pushed him out so that he can get all his money. He wants to play the victim and act like he did nothing wrong here. And if that's what happens, it would be the most predictably Lane Kiffin thing to do. But kudos for Ole Miss, even though I still have questions about letting him coach the Egg Bowl. I think Keith Carter made the right decision for Ole Miss because in a short week, 1 week, enough upheaval with all this other stuff. Finish what you start in the regular season. But then come Saturday, all bets are off. And all he had to say when I asked him straight up, hey, man, has that decision coming Saturday been made? I'm not talking about any of this. Okay, how can anyone take anything today from today in the last 2 weeks other than this man's on his way out? Oh, LSU fans, Florida fans, all in the chat. I think it's going to be your problem soon. And I can't wait to hear from y'all because I'll just say the Lane train is a wild and crazy ride, but it always ends messy. Bye, Brad. I'll let you get final words here. I'm done. I feel like I've talked about everything all the time.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he does. In fact, I mean, today I don't think it lends itself to believe he would leave or go. At the end of the day, it's the Lane Kiffin experience. There are a lot of highs. There's some middle of the ways. Then there's some lows.
There's really only one low when it's time to say. When it's time to separate, it gets really, really low. But I'm like you, Jackson, CG2MQ. Hope you're wrong, Bid. I hope I'm wrong, too, because
Ole Miss. The best case scenario for Lane Kiffin to stay. You're right.
All Ole Miss has wanted to do was continue to rolling the train down the tracks. However, its conductor only continues to compromise the integrity of the engine. He's Brad Logan. I'm Ben Garrett. The Ole Miss Spirit, olmspirit.com, and Fleet of On 3. Sign up today for $1. We'll see you soon. My apologies to Ludacris, but 3-6 Mafia is the best, and Project Pat is now a preacher in Arkansas. You look forward to being in his congregation one day. Bye, Brad.
Bye, everybody.
I can't believe you called it 666. Triple six.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.